A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor sets sail for the Eastern Caribbean March 14th through the 21st. Musical guests include Paul Sebar and Tomorrow Sound, Story Hill, along with poet Billy Collins, plus all the regulars and more. Cabins are on sale now at prairiehome.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 11th of December, 2014. It's the birthday of Grace Paley, born New York City, 1922, grew up in the Bronx, surrounded by all sorts of immigrants. Her own parents spoke Yiddish and Russian at home, English only in public. She loved to hear all these different tongues. But when she started writing poetry, she wrote in a formal, stilted British style. She thought that's what poems were supposed to sound like. And then she met W.H. Auden, and he read her work. And Grace Paley recalled, "We went through a few poems, and he kept asking me, 'Do you really talk like that?' And I kept saying, 'Oh, well, sometimes.' That was the great thing I learned from Auden, that you'd better talk your own language." It's the birthday of the novelist Thomas McGuane, Wyandotte, Michigan, 1939. Came from a family of Irish Catholics, emigrated to Massachusetts, where they saw themselves as outsiders. He said, "My parents moved to the Midwest. I can assure you that whatever we thought we did not consider ourselves to be Midwesterners. When I moved to Montana in my 20s, I felt myself to be an outsider. The only thing that seems reassuring is that most Montanans feel the same way." McGuane went to the University of Michigan. One of his classmates was Jim Harrison. They became lifelong friends. First novel, The Sporting Club, 1969. He sold the film rights and bought a ranch with the profits. Spent the 70s in Hollywood writing screenplays, Rancho Deluxe, The Missouri Breaks. McGuane said, "Aspiring to be a screenwriter is like aspiring to be a co-pilot." Thomas McGuane, fly fisherman. He was Montana's cutting horse champion for 3 years in a row. And it's the birthday of the poet and novelist Jim Harrison, born in Grayling, Michigan, 1937. When he was 25, he was invited to go on a hunting trip with his father and sister. In the end, he didn't go, and they were both killed a few hours later, hit by a drunk driver. Wrote 3 books of poems first. Then, when he was in bed for months with an injured back, he tried writing a novel entitled Wolf, A False Memoir. A few years later came his novella, Legends of the Fall. Jim Harrison, who said, "Life is sentimental. Why should I be cold and hard about it? That's the main content. The biggest thing in people's lives is their loves and dreams and visions, you know." Here's a poem for today by Ron Kirchy, Bad News About My Vocation. I remember how the upper crust in my hometown pronounced it caramel, which is correct, I guess, but to everybody else it was caramel, which led to the misconception about the order of Carmelites. I imagined they served God by heating sugar to about 170 degrees centigrade, then adding milk and butter and vanilla essence while they listened to the radio. I thought I could do that. I could wear the white shirt and pants. I knew I couldn't be good, but I might be a good candy maker. So imagine my chagrin when I learned about the vows of poverty and toil enjoined by these particular friars. I also crossed off my list the Marshmallowites and the Apple Pieites, 2 other orders I was thinking of joining. Ron Kirchy's poem, Bad News About My Vocation, from The Ogre's Wife, published by Red Hen Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.